You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us is our newsmaker of the day in the studio this morning, Lisette Sweetland. She is the executive director for Tuolumne County Arts. Good morning, Lisette.
Good morning, Mark.
Here we are in the 1st of May, and what a huge weekend this is going to be for freaks and geeks and sci-fi fans and people who love to celebrate. We have not only Cinco de Mayo on Sunday, but May the 4th tomorrow.
That's so true.
You have a huge celebration regarding this. Tell us about the fundraiser tomorrow night.
It's so true. I'm so excited. It's the nerd in me is just, my little nerd heart is pounding away. We got a really unique opportunity to have Joe Craven and the Sometimers come up and do a fundraiser for us. And we thought, what better way to highlight May the 4th than a little bit of a cantina scene going on as a fundraiser for us with my act, Mountain Youth and Community Theater. And we decided to introduce some Cinco de Mayo-esque parts to it. So we will be doing a little bit of a mashup tomorrow night.
Okay, so what's going to happen? This takes place at the MIACT Theater?
Yes. So on Cuesta Court, 14372 Cuesta Court, I believe. And it's going to be really great. They're going to be playing on stage there. The concessions will be, cotton candy, popcorn with some tajin on it. We're thinking about some churros, stuff like that. So we're really going to get kind of into the mood. I don't know if you know this, but did you know that the first Cinco de Mayo ever was in Colombia?
Yes, I do know that.
You do know that.
You are one of the few people that know that.
Yeah, it's so funny because when I tell people that, they're like, no.
No, it was the very first Cinco de Mayo.
The very first one.
In Colombia.
So, we thought we'd kind of like celebrate the rich history that Tuolumne County has with Cinco de Mayo, but also May the 4th be with you always.
Okay. So is this a sit-down event? It sounds like it's a dance party is what it sounds
oh,
like.
Oh, totally. Absolutely. If you've ever been to a Joe Craven concert, it's a dance party. We're going to take out most of the chairs in the theater. There'll be a couple rows of chairs left if people want to sit down, but I really doubt they'll be able to.
For those who are actually unfamiliar with Joe Craven, who is he?
So Joe Craven is he's a performer. He goes all over the country, and he's an arts educator, as it were. And we have a close tie to him in Tuolumne County because he's been coming up to do the Christmas craft fair and different festivals like that for years. He's worked with Fire on the Mountain. He was a good friend of Rich Berlay, Corinne Grandstaff. And Tuolumne County is very close to his heart. So when he gets a chance to come up here, he really likes to. But to give you an idea of the scope of the people that he's worked with, he worked with Jerry Garcia, David Grisman, Mama Jawali, Mumbo Gumbo. It goes on and on and on. The man goes to Strawberry. He does a lot of emceeing all over the country for different festivals. He's pretty well known.
What will the proceeds be used for?
So the proceeds for the concessions will be going to MIAC to support their summer arts program, and they'll be doing, I believe it's the Little Mermaid Junior this summer, so this will help support some of their classes and so on. And then the proceeds from the tickets will be going to our summer arts programs, and we're going to be doing something different this year. We're actually we'll be doing drop-in summer camps, and those will be either cheap or free for attendees.
Tell me the times for tomorrow.
So the doors open at 5:00 and the music will start somewhere between 6 and 7. There's a costume contest. There's lots of prizes. So we're going to really just kind of play it fast and loose and get ready to party in the cantina.
How do we get a hold of tickets?
So tickets are available online at mytuolumnecountyarts.org. So it's $15 if you have your ticket beforehand. If you don't have a ticket beforehand, that's fine. It's $20 at the door. But we're actually thinking, because it's going to be a kids' family-friendly event, we're thinking actually that we will do a discounted kids' ticket at the door. And then if you get there... Sorry, I'm...
Just start over.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, discounted kids ticket at the door, and we are also thinking potentially of doing a $10 Friday ticket, so head to our website. You might catch a last-minute deal.
Today only, okay. And on your website, that's a new website.
It is a new website.
It looks great.
Thank you. Thank you. We're pretty proud of it. Yeah, we took down our old website and we've merged the two. And it really has proven to be a useful website. We're using it for our arts and schools, arts reach portal. You know, teachers can go there, artists can go there. And it's really been useful that way. But it's been a really good way to get information out to the public.
New website kind of goes in line with the new location for Atlanta County Arts.
It's true. We're downtown. You know how easy it was to just walk right up here from my office?
Isn't that beautiful?
That was amazing. Yeah. I was like, you know, singing, "Oh, What a Beautiful Morning."
And I still think of you as the new executive director. There's a lot happening with Tuolumne County Arts.
Yeah.
Staying busy, aren't you?
We're staying busy. Yeah. No, we're going to be launching our membership drive pretty soon, a couple weeks from now, and really looking at what we can do to help facilitate everyone in the community. We've really, really expanded our arts art partners program, as I mentioned. We have taken on my act as an art partner, Aloft Art Gallery, Motherlode Art Association, Sierra Repertory Theater. We have finally figured out that as an art agency, it is our job to unify the arts in Tuolumne County. So we're all trying to really work cooperatively and really reach out to one another. The other thing we're doing, and this is going to be part of our membership brochure, we're kind of working out the kinks, but we're approaching businesses to hopefully give some participating perks as part of the membership drive. So people who go to those businesses that aren't familiar with us will come to us, and people who are familiar with us that don't go to those businesses will go to those businesses. And, you know, and it'll depend on what the business offer. Sometimes it'll be a discount. Sometimes it'll be a free item, but it's a way to really help share business and collaborate downtown.
Tomorrow night, May the 4th be with you. Dress for the cantina if you dare. Joe Craven and the Sumtimers performing. Doors open at 5 o'clock at the My Act Theater, located just above the Junction Shopping Center, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Lisette, before I let you go, is there anything else you would like to add?
May the arts be with you always.
And the telephone number for more information?
209-532-2787.
Thank you, Lisette.
Thank you, Mark.